This is the Book Club at 91.7. I'm Mark Purcell. Here are some news headlines from the world of books, compiled by Catherine Cunningham. The winners of the 66th National Book Awards were announced in New York City on Wednesday. Ta-Nehisi Coates took home the nonfiction prize for Between the World and Me, a book written as a letter to his teenage son about the realities and symbols associated with being black in America. The fiction prize went to Fortune Smiles, a diverse collection of short stories by Adam Johnson. And the Young People's Literature Prize was awarded to Neil Schusterman for Challenger Deep, a novel about a young man with mental illness. 2015's Word of the Year isn't even a word. The Oxford Dictionaries has elected the face with tears of joy emoji. Language experts felt it best reflected the ethos, mood, and preoccupations of 2015. Some of the contenders for this prize included the words lumbersexual, dark web, and on fleek. The emoji was chosen due to its worldwide popularity. The New York Public Library is shelving its version of the Dewey Decimal System in favor of a new high-density protocol where only size matters. The library is creating a high-tech bunker 17 feet underground for the 2.5 million works long held in its original stacks. To fit all the books, they will be stacked by height and tracked by barcode. Librarians nationwide are embracing size-based systems as they retool their collections. After making history by becoming American Ballet Theatre's first black female principal dancer, performing on Broadway to favorable reviews, and starring in a documentary about her life, Misty Copeland is writing her third book, Ballerina Body, a health and fitness guide will include meal plans, exercise regimes, and motivational advice for everyone, regardless of dancing ability. The guide is scheduled for release in early 2017. And that's news headlines from the world of books. On the way after a short break, self-help from the self-involved. Francesco Marsiliano will be here on the Book Club to share his latest You Need More Sleep, advice from cats.